Center. Good morning. I'm excited to be here this morning. You would see every time before there's a breakthrough, there's a silence. After the silence, I want you to close your eyes this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Lord, thank you that we know with every move of you, there is a sound. And Lord, as we bow our hearts this morning is about your sound, your vibrations through us. Amazing. Hey? Yeah, let's make a sound unto the Lord. Even that makes a sound for the Lord. Now that was a roaring sound of a bike, motorbike. But how did the sound come? For any sound to have a beginning point, there needs to be a movement. Before a movement, there was a key to ignite something, to ignite that fuel, and there was pressure in the pistons, and suddenly there was a sound. The higher the pitch of the sound, the faster it goes. And that sound, this morning when we were worshiping, it was a different sound. It was almost like a symphony sound this morning. I just want to give you the definition of sound. It says it's produced when an object vibrates, like what you've heard, creating a pressure wave. This pressure wave causes particles in the surrounding medium. The medium is you sitting there because we're 70% water or air or any solid thing to have a vibrational motion. So this vibrations come through pressured air and will make this object or this matter to start vibrating. And then the human ear detects that sound waves when vibrating air particles vibrate small parts within the ear. Our sound, the sound that you make, just scream for me. No. Come on, give it a loud shout this morning for the Lord. Where's the men? Or are you all pitching high this morning? Yes. What you've heard, that there's not one sound that is the same. So sound is vibrations, we agree, and it travels through air, and it's created when something vibrates and sends waves and energy. And that's why I want to speak about this, that energy this morning. Sound cannot travel. That's the only place sound cannot travel through. That's where there's an empty space or a vacuum. Sound cannot penetrate that. Now, if we look in the Greek, it says egos. It's tune, it's a channel, it's a symphony, many instruments together. Just think of when. Sound is used for many things. It's used for navigation, for forecasting of weather, and it's even there to track missiles or aircraft. It's sound. Sonar sent airwaves. I mean, you've seen with a little baby in the mother's womb and you go for sonar. What is that? That sonar, that sound penetrates the body deep inside, sending out waves and then measure the time of the waves that it, when it's coming back, and that gives you the picture. And then sound is useful in communication. And I want to start off to say this morning that there's a sound that is going to emerge with God's movement. A sound that will came forth, he said, by the promises of the tabernacle of David. Now in the beginning, I want us to just focus in the beginning. In the beginning, the Spirit of God was hovering. Now if you look up the word hovering in Hebrew and all that, hovering means moving. And it means vibrations. It was hovering over this empty, inky mess, over the darkness of the waters. And then a sound came from God's mouth. And God said, and when God said, there was energy, there was vibrations that came out, and suddenly there was light. And for that first 3 days, God formed and created. The last 3 days, God started filling His creation with animals, with the plants, and even with us. I just want you to imagine this morning when God opened His mouth, and from that sound, planet Jupiter was created. Do yourself a favor, go onto YouTube and go listen to the most amazing sounds that Mars, Jupiter, and all these, Pluto and all these planets are making. The most awesome sounds. Can you imagine the sound when all these places fell in place? I'm sure that was a big bang they speak about. When God opened His mouth and He said, "Let there be light." That was the biggest bang this creation ever seen. And God made these sounds 10 times in Genesis when He created. Sound. Adam and Eve knew when God was in the garden. Why? It says, they heard Him and knew it was Him in Genesis 3:8. Let's go to Moses. When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. I mean, just imagine for this moment, he brought them forth with a sound of freedom. Imagine to be 400 years in slavery. 400 years. And then suddenly that day comes when it says, you are free. Can I imagine that 2 million, they reckon it was about 2 million Jews, when they were freed in slavery and they made a worship and a sound of worship to the Lord, what that sound was. I think it brought terror to Pharaoh and the Philistines. It was 400 years of bondage. But suddenly, there was a sound. You see, with a sound, something is happening. It brings. So with every sound, I said, God's hand starts to come in movement, and He creates a new sound. Moses on the mountain, Exodus 19:16. When morning came on the third day, there was a thunder and lightning with a heavy cloud over the mountain, and the very loud sound of a ram's horn. All the people in the camp trembled. There was a sound. Then there was a sound of a little shepherd boy whose worship and sound and playing the harp changed the atmosphere of the mountain surrounding when he was worshiping his king. And this was David, the great psalmist. And God brought forth and delivered his people from the Philistines. He even conquered the giant. Remember, the enemy makes sounds as well. I did the thing on slaying your giants with God, Goliath. And imagine Goliath when he made sounds. It was sounds of negativity. And the sound of a small shepherd boy's sling brought him down. And the giant was slain. You see, God established the tabernacle of David, and it was a sound when David worshipped God from his heart. Remember, worship was all the time in the Old Testament. It was always about the sacrifice. You agree? But when David started worshipping, he worshipped from his heart because he realized that he was worshipped, that he drew God's presence in with his worship. And then the glory of God would come forth and cause them to defeat their enemies. And we read that in 1 Samuel 4:6. It says, and when the Philistines heard the noise, the sound of shout, they said, what means that? The noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And then suddenly they understood that the ark of the Lord was coming into the camp. And they said, how terrible for us. God has entered their camp. Who will deliver us? A sound. Not even seeing God, just the sound. The question is this morning, what sound do I make? What sound do you make? Before I go on, I want you to understand something. Is that you have a unique sound that your voice makes. And there's certain portals, there's certain secrets that God will only unlock. And you will bring heaven home, but by your voice. We need to understand that only your voice can activate certain things in heaven. Only your voice. And God needs it. And that's why so many things are closed for us. Because we're not in unity. And that's what symphony was all about. When you have each and every one of these different sounds and you put them together, you've got the most beautiful symphony. And that is what sound means in Greek as well, is that symphony. And this is why we have to make a sound together to bring a symphony in heaven. So every time a sacrifice even when, yeah, there was a sound when David worshipped, because he knew there was a new king coming. And that's why he's written the three Psalms, 22, 23, and 24. That's all about Jesus. He knew there was a king coming. And that's why he worshipped God. Every time when an animal was sacrificed, there was a sound coming from the animal. Maybe a blare or something, but there was a sound coming at. And like the lamb, Jesus himself, he made a sound when he was on the cross. You see, we were created only to serve God. And what is so amazing, I went and I looked up the roots of serve in Hebrew. And serve means worship. Worship, that is what God's people were always created for, making a sound of worship like we've made this morning. I mean, the worship, there was a sound this morning. Did you feel it? I didn't want to get up. I said, let's can't be just one morning. Maybe the next time I come, I'll ask the Lord just to lead us with the Spirit, and then we just take this worship longer. Because that's why you have to make sure in a worship team, it's not about entertainment. But if you read throughout the Bible, people that made sounds with instruments, they were always said it was people of excellence. They were chosen ones that knew how to play the instrument. You can't have somebody that plays false. We have to glorify. And that's why God has called them to make that specific sound to activate the heavens. Acts 15, verse 16. Now we just get back to the tabernacle again. After this, I will return. That's Jesus. And will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. And this was already prophesied in Isaiah 9, verse 6. Of the growth of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will rule over his kingdom, sitting on the throne of David. That same throne, that tabernacle where David was worshipping the Lord, Jesus will sit there again. That's what they were. Luke 1:32 confirms it. He said, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David. Then there were sounds made by the prophets of the Old Testament. How many times did prophets cry out before the Lord? Elijah, Habakkuk, Amos, we can call them all, Joel. And every time there was a sound released from their mouth because they were prophesying about the king that's coming. And every time they were prophesying about Jesus, there was a trembling and fear in the camp of the enemy. To such an extent that the enemy have killed the prophet. You read about it. Because they said, what is the sound I'm hearing? There was 55 Old Testament prophecies of Jesus that was fulfilled in the New Testament. You see, the sound of our praise and worship bring God's hand into movement, creating breakthroughs in the atmosphere. You've just heard what sound does when sound moves, and sounds, it's pressure and it's energy. So when our worship will activate the movement of God. And when God moves, a new sound will be released. Let's look at a few examples of breakthroughs that came through sound that was released. The first was the Israelites was commanded to walk around and march around the city of Jericho 7 times. Remember? They were instructed by Joshua to stay quiet until that specific moment and time where God told them to blow the horns, the trumpets, and shout as loud as they can. I remember I read about it, and these people from Jericho were laughing at these crazy people just walking in silence around. What do you mean? Why do you bring down these walls? And then there was a sound. And as that trumpets and sound shouting were released, vibrations of the sound gave way to the crumbling of that wall. It was the sound that brought down the walls of Jericho. You see, the walls were crumbling, and it's caused by that supernatural. When we make a sound unto God, and he almost activates us, or activates that new sound. It's a supernatural sound that's far above human expectancy. Supernatural. And that sound was created. It created a vibration to bring down the walls of Jericho. And we need to know, I can just imagine that rumbling, roaring sound with that walls and the screaming of people when that walls came down. Because walls don't come down quietly and slowly. And I mean, this same sound echoed through, even today. The sound is echoing through this church this morning. That sound of breakthrough, bringing down the Jericho's walls of our time as well. What is the walls in your life this morning? What is the walls that's built around your heart this morning that God wants to bring down this morning with a new sound? The next one is Gideon and his 300 chosen men. They had to make a sound by breaking their jars, blow the trumpets, and shout as loud as they can. Only 300 of them. And this sound sent vibrations into the enemy's camp to such an extent that they turned on themselves and killing each other. The 300 men didn't do anything. They killed themselves. We look at Elijah. In faith, he heard the sound of abundant rain coming down. He heard it in faith already. The rain was there. And that's what God wants. He wants you to see, to hear, to experience, to taste the sound this morning that you already hear. So as sound means also to tune in, to channel. I want you this morning to sit there and let the Holy Spirit just tune you in and incline your ear to the Lord so you can hear His sound this morning. When Jesus died on the cross, and He released that groaning and last words on the cross, something was activated. Matthew 27:50 says, then Jesus cried out with a loud voice again and died. And then the earth groaned. There was earthquakes that filled the land. And the death was resurrected. The veil of the between the holies and the uttermost holies was torn to bring breakthrough in our lives, that we don't have to bring sacrifices again. Jesus was the sacrifice. That was a sound that brought that breakthrough. A sound with bloodshed and pain. You see, the sound of Jesus brought God's hand in movement. And we are created in His image. And me and you, by making a sound, we will bring God's hand in movement. Sometimes, I don't want to outrun myself now again this morning. Can you imagine being in that temple that day when that walls were shaking, this earthquake, the death resurrected, and everybody that was there ran to the church of the time, to the temple, said, listen, people are raising from the dead. What is happening? And they didn't have the answers. The veil was torn. They knew that was the end. You see, the sound of you, me, and our worship together will break the barriers of sound. You see, every time the enemy hears that sound, he trembles and he fears because he knows that his doom is sealed. Then we look at the crying sound of John the Baptist saying, prepare the way, O Lord. That was breaking a sound barrier that brought forth the Messiah that has been prophesied throughout the whole Old Testament for a few thousand years. And then it says, but suddenly, the baby was born in a manger. Our Savior, Messiah, and Redeemer. There was a sound. And that sound is coming again. Isaiah 9:6 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Then after Jesus arose at the Pentecost, there was a sound of a rushing wind in the upper room. Imagine they were sitting there, and the next moment there was fire dancing on people's hands. Imagine maybe the fear of God that was in them at that moment, but there was a sound. And then it was suddenly that promise of Joel came through where it says, prophesy. He says, prophesy that your sons and daughters would prophesy came to pass. There was a sound. And then also it's when the persecution time started. The enemy cannot stand this sound. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 to 8, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. What does this mean? And then it says in the next verse, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, me and you need to release that sound of the hidden wisdom of God. And the enemy doesn't know exactly when that sound is coming until he hears it. I remember when part of the sniper course, those years when I was part of it, it was always said that, do they hear something? They say no. If the target is on, he will hear nothing. But see, Satan, only once that sound hits him, he knows it's here. Remember the moment that the sound is elevated. The war is on between me, you, and the enemy. The moment that sound is released, it's not an easy way. We need to understand that. But by the grace and the mercy and the love of God and the power and the might of God, we will stand. We sang it this morning. He will take us out of our own Egypt. He will come this morning and he will help you to bring down the walls of your Jericho this morning. Listen, we can say this morning, the poor devil, the Son of God, torments him this morning. It torments him. There was a sound. Then came a sound. This is the most amazing part of history of the Pentecost that I've read. In 1906, there was a man and his wife, Edward Seymour and his wife. They were holding meetings in their house in a small place in Bonnie Street. They called it the Bonnie Street Revival. Witnesses said that they heard the shoutings nonstop for 3 days and three nights. They say people from everywhere came, from the whole city, from other cities. Later on, you couldn't even get close to the street where the house was. They say when you went past the door, tried to walk past the door where they were worshiping, you couldn't walk, you fell on your face. They went on, they witnesses, they shouted 3 days. Then, they shouted until, listen, this is what happened. The foundation of that house came down. Nobody was killed or hurt. The foundation of that house came down. That's making a sound. You see, all of these sounds brought God's hand into movement. Then, when the enemy hears the sound, he is always there to try to stop, to swallow this new move specifically on this earth. But remember, I want to tell you again, he's not aware of the sound until he hears it. God says, there's a new sound coming forth in this day, such as you have not seen or heard before. This is why this generation, is under such intense pressure. COVID, all these things that are just happening in the world right now, under immense, intense pressure. Because the time of the sound is near. And the enemy will try to silence the sound of this generation before we can come forth and take authority and dominion in God's kingdom on earth. He's going to try and stop us. But we tell him this morning, enemy, Satan, you are defeated. It's written in Revelation 3 verse 20 that you, the snake, the serpent, the devil, Satan, you and your false prophet, the Antichrist, will be casted into the lake of fire to be tormented forever and ever. So don't remind us of our past. We remind you of your future. So we must bring forth such a sound into the earth for your worship and my worship. And when you're there in your room and you worship and I'm worshiping in my room, when it gets into heaven, it's a symphony playing. Never feel that you're alone. We just need to be in unity in the Spirit of God. You see, God says that we need to come back to a place when we grew thirsty and hungry for His presence again, like never seen before. Like a David worshiping with our hearts, knowing who our King is. For too long, the church, not here inside, outside at our homes, for too long, we operated in the closets of our homes and cry out, when, Lord, when will I see your glory? When will you so be filled with you that we will be able to truly affect our city and even our country? When, God, when will we see you moving again, experiencing a new sound that will arise, a sound of those like Seymour, the Moses, the Gideons, the Joshuas? God says, my church have become a vacuum and an empty space where sounds cannot penetrate. And I cannot penetrate even with the vibrations of my voice, of my sound. You have to open the portal. You have to open your heart. You see, there's things, our fears. One of the things that Satan brings is fears. That's how he attacks us, with fears. You see, and fears of sicknesses, fears of sin, of anxiety, fears of a low self-esteem this morning that makes a vacuum in our lives. You see, if you look at sin, I've said it before, the middle point, the center point of sin is I. The center point of pride is I. The center point of anxiety is I. God said, I will move again when you are raising your voices, making your unique sound to heaven, and worship and cry out. We sang it, all we want is more of you, God. All we want is more of you. You see, God says those who are desperate this morning for the sound of my presence. I say, those who magnify me and exalt me. I say, there will be a new sound and it will be different to each one of you and myself. You will not hear the same sound because you are unique. Ask the Lord today to show you the sound. Open your heart this morning. In Psalm 34 verse 3, God says, taste me and see that I'm good. Taste me and see that I'm good. What God means is that He wants to be that sonar this morning, with that sound that penetrates deep into your heart this morning. What is the distance that will be measured between that sound coming back to God? Is it immediately? Is it going to take a time? Verse 4 says in Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from my fears. No, it says, from all my fears. He will deliver you from all your fears. You see, sound needs an object. Sound needs matter. We are also matter. That's how the scientific people. So it needs matter to receive the vibrations. God say, I desire to release a sound of deliverance and breakthrough coming forth out of my church in this time. A sound that will change you and will change your fears, and take that fears and change it into an instrument. An instrument that will worship me. And again, if we take instruments and you put them together, you have a symphony. So let us make this morning a sound unto the Lord. In Revelation 13, this was a great revelation God gave me. It's written of the mark of the beast, 666, Revelation 13. But this morning, enemy, Satan, God has a message for you in Isaiah 666, 66 verse 6. He says, listen to that uproar in the city. Listen to that noise from the temple, my tabernacle, that's us, my worshippers. He says, listen. It is the sound of the Lord coming to pay back retribution to the enemy. And it will be taken from him sevenfold. Are you ready for it this morning? Let's stand this morning. Let's stand this morning. I really want to spend some time in really worshiping the Lord this morning. And let's do some actions. Some people call it prophetic actions, and that's what it is. Jesus was somebody of actions. And when you do actions, God, your whole body is working with. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just want to come this morning. We want to declare this morning. Lord, we want to prophesy into the atmosphere this morning. Father God, it's written in Isaiah 61, and each one of us says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon me this morning. We pray it, Lord. In verse 2 it says, for look, darkness will cover the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord will arise upon me, and His glory will appear over me this morning. Your glory upon us, Lord. We are the light of this world. God says, arise to those that have been captured and silenced by the spirit of religion, the spirit of fear. This morning, what's the walls? What's your Jericho in your heart this morning? Ask the Lord morning. Name it this morning. Name it this morning. This morning, say, Lord, these walls need to come down. God says, there comes a new sound forth from the earth. that can only be released by your unique voice this morning. Only our voices can activate heavens this morning, creating that symphony in heavens this morning. God says, I have been hearing the sound of my worshiping, sending the vibrations of fear and destruction into the enemy's camp this morning. We see it, we feel it. We send this vibrations, Lord, in worshiping you this morning into the enemy's camp. Let them turn, the demons turn on each other right now, Lord. That's where the war is going on, between themselves. There is coming a new sound. There will be a sound of unity, bringing deliverance. A sound arising from the ashes of what will be left of your religion, of your fears, of your troubles, of your self-worth, of your shame, of the deceit, of your anxiety, of your pride, of your brokenheartedness. The Lord say, do not focus on your circumstances anymore. Trust in me. I will deliver you from all fears, as it written in Psalm 34. God say, come together. I want you to fall in love again with my son Jesus. Satan, take note. The Lord has spoken. The Lord is making a sound this morning. And he's worshiping. He's making a sound with him tomorrow. It's a sound of the Lord paying back retribution to the enemy. He says, my church has written as I arise, shine, for your light has come this morning, dear Lord. Lord, Psalm 34 verse 4 to 5 says, move from the I to the we in the church. We are the they that's crying out this morning in the wilderness. Prepare your way, O Lord. We cried out from the wilderness here in Vereeniging this morning. Prepare your way, Lord. Your servants are ready. There is a sound that is ringing in this region right now. And suddenly, he will come to the temple and take up residence with his people. And with a sound, we will see an awakening in the earth such as we have not seen since the beginning of time. This is the Lord speaking this morning. It is in the early rain and in the latter rain in one month. It is the sound of my knowledge and glory that's covering this earth this morning. I hear the sound of breakthrough, church. I can hear the sound of a breakthrough this morning. Let's make a sound for the Lord this morning. Let's make a sound for the Lord this morning. Lord, you hear our sound. You hear our worship. I say, for some of us, it might sound distant at first. I say, but like a wall slowly coming, it might just be a few pebbles with a tiny tickling sound in the beginning. But God wants you to hear it, because God says that small sound you are hearing tickling your ear this morning is the beginning of all things. The boulders are splitting and the walls are coming down in your heart this morning. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, the boulders are splitting and the walls are coming down in my heart this morning. I bring it to you, Jesus. Walls of fear, walls of our troubles, walls of the seed of our brokenheartedness this morning. I just feel in the spirit this morning, there's somebody here that is so brokenhearted. You feel that you can never be healed again. The enemy wants to silence the sound, the vibrations of the sound of the Lord this morning. Open your heart. He says it's a lie. Your heart is already healed in this instant if you believe it and you have faith. Be encouraged, said the Lord. Today I will release a new sound of a fresh anointing, a double anointing of Elijah. You will cross over the Jordan River 2 times. You will cross it twice. Be encouraged, said the Lord. Today I will release that new fresh sound. The sound of my voice will open new portals in your heart. It will open new portals in your city and make pathways in this day. Portals that will release a new sound, destroying all the vacuums and filling all the empty spaces in your heart and my heart and the empty and dark spaces of this region. I say, because I will do it. I will create again as I've done it in the beginning when I created all. For those who's hearing the vibrations of my voice, I will lead you in new seasons. I will lead you into new opportunities, says the Lord. I will lead you into a season of the supernatural, a season of signs, miracles and wonders. Father, we come to declare today that the sound, let's declare together. We say, Father, let that sound of your voice pierce into my heart, activating the sound of your love that will bring complete deliverance and healing. fill this vacuum of fear. The Lord said, I bring restoration and transformation in your region and will flow out from this region into South Africa. God says, like Gideon, by the sound of your voice and the breaking of your jars, I will bring confusion in the enemy's camp. And I will give back to you the territory that the enemy has stolen. God says this morning, can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound? Can you feel the vibrations tickling your ears? Can you feel the vibrations? Can you hear the sound of a rumbling river coming? That river of life. Can you hear my breath flowing through you right now? Can you hear the worship of my angel armies? Can you hear the King of Glory is coming in? Raise a sound for me, says the Lord, so I can open every door shut by the enemy in your life and close every door opened by the enemy. This new sound will bring increase and expand the barriers of my church in this season. The sound will send vibration and a shout of victory this morning into all the atmospheres and activating the new movement and moving forward of my church. A sound that will keep fear, confusion, destruction to all the enemy movement plans today this morning. The spirit of your fire devours it this morning. We will rise up from the ashes again, Lord. We will rise up from the ashes this morning. We stand up. We get ready because suddenly, Lord, suddenly it will happen in this time, in our time. Listen, there's a sound. Let's make a sound unto the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bring down the walls this morning. Bring down the walls this morning. God, just bring down the walls of hearts this morning, Lord. We can't take the lies of the enemy. We can't believe him anymore. Lord, we come out of despair, out of destruction, out of broken heartness this morning. Lord, out of our pride, out of our anxiety, our depression this morning, Lord. Our pain, our fear. We bring down that walls in our life this morning. Because your love pierces deep into the centers of our heart. So our heart, our spirit man can be aligned with you this morning. Lord, so that we make a sound this morning that will activate the heavens. We activate the heavens this morning, Lord. You say, as on the earth, in heaven, it will be on earth. Lord, so yes, let your glory come down upon this region. We need you. Lord, we look in the streets. The people are playing around in their own blood. It's murder. It's violence. We come against it this morning. God, you have spoken. You say that sound will bring confusion and destruction to the enemy's camp. And that's what we believe this morning. And we stand in faith as a church this morning. And we make a roar of a sound to you this morning, Lord. We make a sound to you this morning. A sound that will bring a symphony in heaven. In the King of Kings, Jesus Christ's name, amen.